honey child are losing my mind. Chicken, baby, chicken, chicken, baby, chicken, baby, chicken, chicken, baby, whoa,
whoa. WMFO in Medford. Tufts, free form.
2 months before I got into the industry, I lost my virginity with my boyfriend. And we broke up, and I was just mad at him because I thought we were going to stay for a long time. And then I decided to do things that I never thought I'd stick around. So I got like a couple of phone calls from my high school friends, and they told me that everybody knows. They've seen me all over the internet.
Oh, this evening.
On the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage, our theme is called Chicken and Chicks. And we began that last set with a Japanese trio called Denki Groove and Chicken C from their Vox album. And then it was the Bangles with Walk Like an Egyptian, followed by the Indigo Girls and Chicken Man. And then Bikini Kill, which was a forerunner of La Tigra. They ended up performing Blood One for us from their Pussy Whipped album. And then we heard from the Beastie Boys, a five-piece chicken dinner from their album Paul's Boutique. And next up, it was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and a song about gender and being androgynous from their Sinner album. And after that, we heard from Tony Harris and a song called Chicken, Baby Chicken. And what I am trying to do right now is get going with what our... and then we finish things up with Heart and Even It Up. So we've got about 53 minutes left for you. And this next set, we're going to be hearing some songs about chicken in one way or another from the Nighthawks and Adrian Blue, his Return of the Chicken. And we're going to be hearing from a whole bunch of chicks in the next set, including Khaki King, a song called Playing with Pink Noise, and another Japanese band, Princess Princess. Alison Moyet is going to make a sonic appearance, as is the electro clash artist Peaches, with a deep cut off of her Impeach My Bush album. And all that and more. But we're going to start off with another trio here of Japanese women. This one's from Osaka, Japan. And, it's Shonen Knife. And this is a tribute to DJ Easy Ed. Well, it's more than that. This is Twist Barbie from their Super Mix album. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage, WMFO.
なりたいな
idea.
What's that?
Stand up. Yeah.
I think we should take this off. I think I should.
Get together now.
example, maybe they couldn't figure out what to make chicken taste like, which is why chicken tastes like everything.
Fat chicken?
Yes, sir.
Well, squeeze the milk out. I want to bring me a glass.
Fantastic. Very heavy, very heavy.
Limbo, gas, the gas station.
You sort of shocked Elvis in a way.
I did. That man loved to eat, I'm telling you. He could eat a plate of chicken fried steak this big. But there's one thing Elvis wouldn't eat.
Don't you know you gotta rise? Think about what you do now.
Rise.
Where do you belong?
Rise.
Are you somebody's nigga, babe?
Rise.
Or does the fight go on? Do you think the hurting is gonna go away if you leave a prize in for another day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
Virginia Cooperative Extension tree fruit specialist Rich Marini says those California peaches usually look pretty good in the supermarket, even unblemished. But he says there's something missing.
I burn a hole through your stare. It's like you're not really there. I scream and pull my own hair. I turn into Linda Blair.
You love it! You love it!
You love it when I'm
okay? Ow!
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Our theme this evening is called Chicken and Chicks. And we began that last set with Shonen Knife, an all-female trio from Osaka, Japan. And that was their song Twist Barbie, which has the Sandy Nelson theme song there as a inspiration, as a ripoff, as yes. And then we heard from the Nighthawks with Chicken Grabber. And thanks to Coffee and Smokes Alex for turning me on to that a long time ago. I found that on his album, Lost Treasures, Rarities from the Vaults of Delphi. And then Avril Lavigne with Girlfriend, followed by Khaki King, and quite an instrumental piece by her, Playing with Pink Noise, where she uses her fingers and all sorts of crazy tunings on her acoustic guitars. And then a short piece, 1 minute 34 seconds, by Adrian Ballou, Return of the Chicken, from his Salad Days album. And then a Japanese band called Princess Princess, rather obscure band, is called Joker and the Hundred People Monger. And then Alison Moyet followed that with from her solo album Hoodoo, song called Rise. And we concluded with Peaches, track called You Love It, from her Impeach My Bush album. So we got one last set for you, and we're going to be hearing from Wendy Carlos a track from Beauty and the Beast called A Woman's Song. Also Ella Fitzgerald and another Japanese female duo, Puffy AmiYumi, with a song called I Know Shirushu, Sign of Love. Also some Yola Tango and the Go-Go's. But we're going to start off first here with Lead Belly. And he was a Black American, beginning of the 20th century. He played most famously a 12-string acoustic guitar. He's also served a lot of time in prison, which inspired him in different ways. But this track is called Chicken. Okay, wait, a little technical difficulty. Let's fix that here. Let's see how we do this now. Okay, one more tweak here, and we put this on, and yeah,
Christmas is a coming, and it's a jumping. Christmas is a coming,
chicken,
and it's
coming for midnight.
Christmas
here on WMFO,
and it's a jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Chicken crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Rooster crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Boy, it won't be long. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas, on a Christmas day. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas, on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Don't forget it.
When she was a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society. She presents herself as a very respectable, ladylike public figure. And the reporters are at first obsessed with looking at her, with trying to figure out, does she look like a woman or does she look like a man? And so she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
Every road I walked along with you, no wonder. is fast. You gotta wave. And while the seagull out of mine was singing, lover, come back to me. You laid some spiel, I thought it was real. You cooled on me and I'm drugged as can be. And while the seagull out of mine was singing, cool one, where can you be?
I stuff on the level, or you're just making it up as you go along?
Male transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Yeah.
issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media started, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Kristen Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. This is the conclusion of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, broadcasting every week. Well, alternating every week in some way or another with the Tears of the Gods sound collage, 8 to 10 p.m. Our theme this evening has been chicken and chicks. We began that last set with the early 20th century black American 12-string acoustic guitar player and singer Lead Belly song Chicken Crowin' for Midnight. And then it was Wendy Carlos and a woman's song from her Beauty and the Beast album. Ella Fitzgerald followed with Lover Come Back to Me. And then Puffy AmiYumi with Sign of Love in English. It was in Japanese, though. And then